The first three of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous read, one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, as we understood them. These steps are designed for those who recognize that something must change. On our own, we can't manage to fix whatever needs fixing, and so must surrender to a power beyond our own. I began a 30-day treatment program for alcoholism on December 12th, 2008, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I was schooled in the 12 steps, and they have helped me to remain sober for 15 years and counting. While the 12 steps helped to end my compulsive drinking, I can't claim the same in other areas of my life. I haven't been as ready to admit my powerlessness over my dependence on approval and reassurance, or my uncommon reliance on cookies. Whenever we encounter anxiety, vexing situations, great obsessions, or addictions, we will strategize and try to engineer fixes, manipulating whatever and whomever to get our desired outcome. But the truth is that the most consequential outcomes in my life are not the result of my handiwork. They have come unexpected, unbidden, and unearned. It was all grace. When will I learn? Into our anxious lives, our anxious world, Advent arrives. Not to announce that Jesus is coming, but that Jesus is here, that Jesus has into all the situations that cause us anxiety, challenging relationships, an illness or injury, a rupture in well-constructed life plans. Advent is an opportunity to recognize that we are powerless over any of it. Advent calls us to surrender to the one who has the power to heal and guide us, to be alert to the Christ who is always coming toward us. Our Redeemer you are named, O God. We are the clay and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands.